Kenosha Sports Extra, the podcast, bringing back an original member. Please welcome back to the program the one, the only, Big Daddy Wood. Big Daddy, welcome to Kenosha Sports Extra, the podcast.
The cast. It's good to be back, man. How's it going?
Fantastic. Just wanted to chronicle a little bit, if we could, before we talk whatever. This is 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the fourth show, the fifth version, the fourth medium of what we've been doing since, about 2007. And your dumb ass has been along for the entire ride. The question is, after 13 years or so, why haven't you wised up at all?
That's a good question. My first assessment is it cool to swear here? Because, you know, that's a problem for us too. Well, I'll say me per se, but
You could fly an F-bomb, dude. It's crazy. I tried it. I'm still not crazy comfortable with it, because live your whole radio existence like, you know, you don't have to fly the flag to be good or whatever. And it's like, and then all of a sudden now you can just say, you know what, fuck that.
It's like, and that's believe me, man, that scars my soul. The thought of you having to panic and hit the dump button as I. And you know, when you do radio and stuff like that, to the extent that we did and we are, it's one of those switches you just got to turn off, you know. And sometimes when we get into a playful banter and we're, you know, in the groove, we're having a good conversation. I mean, saying the F words like fucking second nature, man, you know. And when you go into those situations where you can't do that, it's for me at least, I'll speak on my own accord, is, you know, I'm constantly trying to roll through my head what I'm going to say instead of just letting it go. You know, it's hard, but podcasts, it appears it's the Wild West, so fuck it.
You know, we've come a long way. Think about the quality, and you know, when we did the first go-round instant replay was an AM radio thing, and I didn't have a clue about the board, so I basically walked in, and somebody else hit the switches, and I just spoke and had the guests on and kind of built the whole genre, if you will. But then phase two was an interesting one, because it went to Blog Talk Radio and the Fantasy Lunch, working for the great Jeff Thomas in the fantasy sports industry, only because it was... Here I was actually getting paid my salary to sit at a desk with a phone in my ear. And on the other end of the phone was Matt Schaaf, no relation, in upstate New York, who was, you know, doing the fantasy football thing for in existence, which he still does. He was on with us a couple weeks ago. And then you working up, running the warehouse for Danny. Actually
going, Michael Vick, what's wrong with Michael Vick?
Actually out in the warehouse wearing a stocking cap and stuff your cell phone up inside your stocking cap so you can continue to stock cases of liquor with both hands over the frickin' phone. You got guys in the chat room. Those dudes in the chat room were fantastic. I don't know when the hell any of them worked, but yeah. DJ Mullet and all the guys from Indianapolis. I mean, that's where we got to meet Richmond Webb. That's where Matt Schaaf, no relation, really first came into the picture. Mm-hmm. So that was, that was key. But that was like literally an hour every day, 5 days a week for a hell of a long time.
Yeah. I mean, being able to talk to Tony Gonzalez.
Gonzalez before the weekend of opening weekend. We're talking to Tony G in the San Diego airport or some shit.
Correct. And little did we know he'd be the Sunday tie-in. So it's now you see him every Sunday.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, that was crazy just to go through that metamorphosis, and then, you know, back to the AM radio side. And you know, you drug your ass all the way from the north side of town every Wednesday night, essentially got absolutely nothing out of it, but helped me forge Kenosha Sports Extra, which did not exist. The website did not exist. The podcast did not exist. It was just an idea of a radio show, and it's like, dude, you want to come and help me do this thing? And you brought the bell over and ring the bell, and away we go. And the thing that I've always said that people, you know, it kind of sounds stupid and almost a little bit self-defeating, but everything we've done for 13 years is essentially still one big inside joke. Now, fortunately enough, I think we present it in a way that it's worth hearing or being a part of or listening to or whatever, but it's still essentially one big Kenosha Don's inside joke.
Yeah, and waiting on the punchline sometimes. It gets a little difficult sometimes. But I equate it more to, you know, putting the mic in front of us and just starting to gab about what we gab about. You know, sit and watch games with us for 3 hours and listen to the shit we talk about there, where we're getting some heated discussions.
Heated?
Well, we were talking about the greatest Caucasian wide receivers. That's what we were talking about.
And I'm shocked at how much everybody hates Chris Collinsworth. I mean, he wasn't that bad of a wide receiver. I mean, he's not that bad of an announcer. Why is that dude so hated?
Yeah, maybe it's his voice, I guess. I never really minded him. He was a solid receiver. I mean, for the time...
And now you
not
almost
one of my favorites.
Now you almost have to have one. You have to have Cole Beasley, and who's that little dude that's running with Tom Brady right now? I actually picked him up on a fantasy team for a week, and I'm like, I ain't having that dude on my team, and he's gone. I don't care.
He only had 15 receptions for 100 yards. But you got to wait 4 weeks. It happens once every 4 weeks. Yeah, but outside of that, it's been a very weird, like, I'm finding myself not very much vested in sports, per se, and outside of football, I mean, the baseball end was a tough, I mean, even when it was going on in the 60 games, and it was talking to myself, saying that this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and just couldn't get past certain things, man. Seventh inning thing drove me crazy. Yeah, hey, we're bringing in the closer at the sixth inning. What?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm not a holler at the TV guy. I try not to be a downer like my old man. Just Packers are playing like a bunch of wussies. It's like I've never been that dude, really. I've always tried to, you know, hey, this is what it is, and they're not all award winners, you know what I mean? But, man, for the Brewers this year, I was just cussing them out constantly. It's like, you guys just suck. It's like, never was there anybody that whole last weekend with the Brewers and the Reds and the Giants, all of them just laying down, man, just dying not to make the playoffs, to have to go play the Dodgers. And it's like, come on. I mean, come on.
And it even was pegged as one of their toughest series was the Brewers. But there's just something to be said about the long haul and having to stay up because I'm playing California Angels tonight. You know, and it's 9:30. Everybody's about to tap out, and I'm still, you know, I don't even get to see them. It was the same. It was just hard. It was. You know, these whole year has been difficult to digest, so to speak.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, the Bucks bowing out as quick as they did. The Packers, I mean, the Packers are what they are. It's just like, I can't hear people anymore just grinding about how bad they are and this and that and this. And it's like, guess what, folks? They're about the third best team in the NFC right now. And if you were to add Will Fuller, which they didn't, you would add a C receiver to their C-minus receiving core of anyone not named Devontae Adams. What are you going to do?
Yeah, it's a second-round pick's a little steep. But I think that you should have made the move just regardless. You needed to make a run. But the football in the NFL right now it's as weird as we've ever seen it. The level of play just seems a little, I don't know, it's a situation where I'm watching games and I watched the pack struggle for 2 hours to get 5 yards. And I watched Doug Jones just fillet this same defense. It makes no sense. Trying to put your finger on some things like that, where I must have shook my head 6 times going, it's 14-3. The Giants are winning. And I sat and watched the pack struggle in the second half of that game with Tampa Bay. It was just hard to watch them all.
And that, it, to me, it comes down to the scheme. It's like, Tampa Bay brought 7 and the Packers were prepared to block 6. It's like you could sit there and say, well, if we had this guy and if we had this guy. And it's like, yeah, and you know what? The next day you do have those guys and they go out there and they play really, really well. Are they really the variable, or is the variable, hey, we got out schemed, we didn't have a good plan, you give Tom Brady that much time, or you let Dalvin Cook slam you in the face that many times, guess what? They're just going to keep doing it until you stop it, and if you don't have the horses to stop it, you better at least come at it from a direction of, well, here's what we do have. I mean, the more the Vikings ran the ball right at the Packers, you look at the Smith brothers, their lines are garbage. You know why? Because you're running right up the middle, and they're never in third and long. Those guys don't ever get to come running. They're just guys out there when you just slam the ball right up the middle. So it's like you can't really hang it on the players that much. I mean, the one middle linebacker was in his second freaking game, and now he's hurt.
Correct. And that's a bad sign when you see remnants of old school football where Jerome Bettis and Rodney Hampton are getting thrown down your throat. O.J. Anderson, that's old school. where here it comes and you can't stop it. That's a bad sign. Scheme or no scheme, man, where you line up your dons. And I'm announced to the world, I'm running it right down your throat, and then you do. It's demoralizing, and it's a tough. Of all the things that you can deal with and try to scheme with, you don't have the horses, like you said, is the key. Their, defense is hobbled. Their dudes who are supposed to be in there to stop that kind of shit are hurt.
And it
shows.
it still kind of plays into my theory that, hang me if you want. I still think that team is being built for two years from now. You're hopefully at the end of Bakhtiari's career. Jair Alexander should be in good shape. Whether or not you re-up the pass rushers that you have, or if Gary ever becomes anything near what they hope he is. They keep trying to add pieces to the defensive backfield. I think so far their offense has proven that not only do Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams have a really, really good rapport, but when they try to take away Davante Adams, other guys are open. I mean, I heard people actually making excuses for Aaron Rodgers, saying, well, it was kind of windy. It's like, Aaron Rodgers doesn't miss Jay Sternberger that bad very often. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers really didn't have a great game, and I'm not trying to bag on the dude. You can't have perfection, and hey, you're not going to hear anything from me. But the bottom line is, he didn't have an exceptional game, and the plan wasn't good. I don't think Kenny Clark up the middle has been healthy all year long. You got two babies playing in the middle linebacker. I mean, Adrian Amos might literally be the MVP of the defense, quite honestly.
Yeah, and the pass end of it just doesn't have to be there, and that's where our talent is. I don't have to pass the ball because that happens to be the spots you guys are good at, so we're not going to go there. The old Deion half the field thing. And what do? You run right at Deion.
Exactly. You run right at him.
Make him tackle somebody.
Talking to our good friend Big Daddy Wood, just a few more minutes before we cut things loose. But through our odyssey of 13, 14, whatever years it's been, anything stick out? Anything that sticks out of whether it be on-air stuff, remotes, guests? Like you said, the aforementioned Tony G was definitely a highlight and someone we had no business getting at that time. But what sticks out in this odyssey known as Instant Replay Fantasy Lunch Kenosha Sports Extra?
One, pouring Tom and Jerry's. And I'm always remembering that, where the show would be back on the air and you would be nowhere to be found, and Woody has to fill. And it's like, hey, what's going on?
Eric Olson's Christmas party at TG's, drinking Tom and Jerry's in the corner. People giving us all kinds of clothes for winter. It was the winter clothing drive or whatever. Yeah, that was a classic. But yeah, and it should be mentioned that when this is Big Daddy Wood in a nutshell, when you get a chance to speak to arguably the greatest tight end in the history of the NFL, and I say what I say, and he comes back, and I lead a little bit with whatever he was promoting at the time, some health food stuff, and I don't think Matt was with us that day. I think it was just you and me, so I did the business end of it, and I just said, you know, Big Daddy Wood, what do you got to say to Tony Gonzalez? And you immediately go to, well, Tony, you know, you were a good hooper at Cal, and you could just back me down and jam over the top of me any day. It's like, Tony Gonzalez was not expecting a hoops comment right there.
Man, that was great. And all I would do is want a snapshot of you dunking on me. Is that so hard?
Your own personalized posterization from Tony G.
Correct. That was a great one. I mean, the walk in the warehouse, man, that brings it back to where we were actually fielding comments and questions from folks, man, about should I play this guy? who the hell are we to say? You know, I'm like, I wouldn't play that, Don. Or you know, he comes across with a question where it's a guy that's on the list, man. You know, he's on the no Big Daddy list, and you're like, well, you know, he's got a good matchup this week, but I can't stand the guy.
Sure, he's had 3 100-yard games in a row. He happens to be on the Big Daddy do not draft list, so no, I will not endorse him.
Yes, I will not be endorsing
that guy. Oh man, that's funny stuff. And just the remotes in town, and you doing a shot of devil spit, a full shot of devil spit barbecue sauce at Famous Dave's.
Moment of silence for Famous Dave.
raising a bunch of money for the V Foundation, having Dick Vitale on the show. I mean, come on, we've had some stuff, man. So it's good to have you with us and go through this whole nonsense together, man.
Yeah, I mean, anytime. This is a walk around the garage and banter kind of situation, which is all right with me.
Yes, sir. And flying the F-bomb, I mean, holy cow, that's like Christmas morning.
Fucking A.
If I had a bell, I'd ring it. Big Daddy Wood, I appreciate you coming on, man. It's been fun, and we'll do it again.
Anytime, man. Anytime. Be good.